What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another awesome episode of An Investor's Journey. This is your host, Jonathan Barbera, and in this episode, I wanted to cover the ultimate marketing strategy. It's guaranteed to get you paid in 7 days. No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to get you paid in 7 days. Maybe it will. Who knows? Marketing is by far one of the biggest struggles many investors have. And more than that, many wholesalers are having. I'm speaking to wholesalers that have been doing this for a couple years now, and they're really hurting right now. They're hurting to generate leads. They're hurting to generate deals. And the reason for that is not that there's less deals to buy, because there's more and more transactions being done in real estate. The issue is that there's more people getting into real estate. So you do have a higher level of competition. And that higher level of competition is what's making it harder for you to do marketing. When I started doing real estate, like 7 years ago or something, I would put out 15 bandit signs, seriously, 15 bandit signs, and I would get a flood of phone calls from motivated sellers. I mean, a ton of them. And that's all I was doing was just bandit signs. I didn't need to do anything else. And then we were doing foreclosure marketing. And you would just get the list. You would get a yellow legal notepad with a red pen and handwrite letters, right? And we would send out 1,000 letters and get 70 phone calls the next day. You know, I mean, our phones would literally melt. And it was something where we actually had to set a strategy where we would dump marketing, you know, pretty much like every other day, a certain amount of it, so we can kind of control the call flow that would come in. So, I mean, it was crazy, right? And now it's gotten to a point where people are doing all these same things and nothing is working for them. So we've been kind of working on the ultimate way of hitting the homeowners that seems to work. It's not guaranteed, and none of that shit. I was, you know, joking earlier. Nothing's guaranteed. There's no killer marketing strategy. If there was, I mean, there would be, you wouldn't know about it, first of all, because nobody would share it. But there would be just a few real estate investors that knew of it just completely crushing it. And nobody is. Everybody's struggling. Everybody's struggling to get more wholesalers and boots on the ground, people on their team, so they could just do more volume because they can't generate deals. So that being said, I wanted to cover what we feel at Prime to be the best marketing strategy. And what we have decided to do is actually combine every strategy there is, right? Because the whole goal with marketing is to get in front of the homeowner, period. You need to get in front. You need to be speaking to the person that can sell the house. That's the whole goal. There's nothing else to do with marketing. The ultimate goal is to be able to speak to the homeowner so you can buy the house from them. So step number one, what do we recommend? Drive for dollars. You can buy lists in real estate. You can buy foreclosures, probates, tax delinquent, code enforcements. What else is there? I mean, there's just late payments. There's a ton of lists that you can buy from the county, or you buy them from like List Source, and there's other providers out there, and there's other like kind of real estate guru wannabes that they sell their own proprietary list, which is, it's not proprietary. It's just a list that they scrub differently. And you can do that. The problem with that is that the same way that you can have access to it and buy it for, you know, a couple dollars or 10, 20 bucks, however much that list costs, so can everybody else. So keep that in mind. If it's easy for you to buy, it's easy for anybody else to buy. If it's easy for you to get access to, it's easy for anybody else to get access to. So that is the thought process behind this marketing strategy, is we're seeing how many levels deep can we go where we're going to have less and less competition as we get to those levels, right? So this is why we say driving for dollars. because you can farm a neighborhood that you know you have a lot of buyers ready to go in that neighborhood. You know it's a neighborhood people are interested in or whatever it may be. Figure out what that neighborhood is. Now, if you're worried about other people driving that neighborhood, it's the same shit as other people buying the same list that you have. The difference is that you're going to have a lot less people driving the same neighborhoods compared to the amount of people that are going to be buying the lists. So just to give you an example, foreclosure marketing here, homeowners in San Antonio, last time I was doing foreclosure marketing, they were getting north of 60 to 80 mail pieces, you know, when they were facing foreclosure, 60 to 80 mail pieces. So that's how many people are buying the foreclosure list. All right, now the distressed properties, driving for dollars. The great thing with this is that driving for dollars and buying distressed lists is subjective to what you consider to be a distressed property. And the reason I know this is because we've hired people to work for us that we've gone out and taught them how to drive a neighborhood. Now, what we usually do is we take them through a neighborhood that we've already driven ourselves because we want to compare, you know, where, what they're missing, if they're not seeing the same properties that we are, how does it compare their list to ours? And to give you the best example, we did a neighborhood. We got like 115 houses in this one neighborhood that we considered to be distressed. Now, keep in mind, our background is in construction. We've renovated a ton of homes. We've been in this for years. I know how to tell what a distressed property looks like, right? So I found 112, around there. I found that many properties. We sent somebody out. This guy comes back with 30. I was like, "Phew, what? Okay, fine." I was like, "Did you miss a couple streets?" And we showed him because we break it down. Driving for Dollars, we actually have a podcast that we did that I'm going to put in the show notes. We break it down, like print out a sheet of the map area, highlight each street. That way, you know, you're not jumping or skipping streets. So he showed me, he highlighted every single street. He's like, "No, I went up this one. Yeah, I did all this." Okay, fine. Then another guy, same week, goes to drive that same neighborhood, comes back with nearly 200 houses. I mean, this was a neighborhood of like, I don't know, maybe 250, 300 houses. So I was like, Jesus. Okay, so that's a big difference, right? From what I got to what each of them got. So we went out and drove it again. And it's just that I wouldn't even say there's a right or wrong way to do it in a sense. I mean, the guy that got 20, he just, I don't know what the hell he was doing. But the guy that got 200, he was kind of like validating his points. And I could see it a little bit. It's just that it wasn't enough distress for me, right? But what I'm saying is that it all depends on who's driving and who's looking at what and how they relate distress. What's the stress to you? So that list, that's the great thing about it, is that not everybody's going to have the same exact list they're going to be mailing to. Yes, the ugliest shitty houses, everybody's going to have. But then you have those in-between houses that to you might be distressed. To me, they may not be, right? So that's where that difference comes in, and it may help you. And then what we do, once we drove the neighborhood, we compiled the list, we scrubbed the list. Now, there's many different ways of doing this, and what we mean by scrubbing is we go to our county's appraisal district. So we go to, in San Antonio, we go to BCAD, which is Bayer County Appraisal District, and we start property by property searching them. And what we look for is, do they have a different mailing address? Right? Is this a property that they have as a rental and they have a different mailing address? So we write that down because we want to send a letter or any marketing to the actual owner of the property, not to the tenant. So we scrub for that. And then what it also shows you is when the property was purchased. Usually you scroll all the way to the bottom. I mean, different cities have a different way of doing this, but you pretty much are looking for the deed date. When was the deed transfer? When was the last purchase of this home? And what we want to do there is make sure that that deed is at least, in our way of doing it, it's at least 10 years old. The reason we want at least 10 years old is because we want you to have at least gotten some appreciation, some equity pay down. So there's cushion in that property, right? Anything under that, it would really depend. Again, we know our markets, so it would really depend on where it's located. If it's located in a neighborhood that we know in the last couple of years has appreciated tremendously, then I might look at a property that's been purchased in the last 5 years. Because I could see that in the last 5 years, maybe, you know, it's appreciated enough and they probably paid down a little bit, but that appreciation might make it make that property make more sense for me to purchase it. So that's what we do when we scrub. We're looking for their mailing address, if it's the same or different, and when was it purchased. So those are the two major things. Then we put a direct mail campaign together. Yes, we still do direct mail because, again, we're combining. We're trying to just open up the ways that we're going to hit them. And you put two campaigns together. One is postcards and one is letters because people react differently to different types. Gurus always pitch postcards because their claim to it is that it's 100% open rate because a postcard is open, right? And I can see that, of course, it's logical. The postcard, they get it. They can see right away what the message is. But a lot of times for certain homeowners, it looks more spammy, right? It looks more like just it's garbage. They see postcards, they usually throw them out. They don't even look at them. Because a lot of times, and I mean, if you get mail, you understand that most of the postcards you get are usually spam. It's usually crap that you're getting. So we take a look at that and we try to break it down into postcards and letters, and then we kind of see which one is going to act a little better, right? So we'll just alternate. And our first mail, what we do is we mail out every single month to that same list. 1 month postcards, 1 month letter. 1 month postcards, 1 month letter. And we do that for the next 12 to 18 months. So that's the mail campaign. That's you set it up, get everything. You can buy, again, all of this, it's going to be on the show notes of previous podcasts where I go into details. So you do a direct mail campaign. Next thing you do is a door knocking campaign. Now, here's where I usually lose a lot of people because nobody likes door knocking. You understand? It's embarrassing. It's intimidating. And frankly, there's some of you that should not be door knocking. I mean, and no offense, but you need to know your strengths and weaknesses. And some of you are just, you either look intimidating or you don't have the personality. Maybe you're awkward as fuck and you're just not the right person to get out there and door knock. You need a personality. You understand? You need to be able to be likable. People need, you know, where you go knock on the door and you have a big smile on your face and you need to be approachable. You can't be a very intimidating person or a very introvert person that you're insecure, you have your head down, because I mean, it's just going to be a waste of time. So what I recommend is if you don't have that charisma, find somebody that does and work with them. You understand? Out of all these things, we'll cover that a little later, but out of all these, whatever you suck at, partner with somebody that's good at it. I mean, partnerships is literally our bedrock at Prime Homes. We partner on everything and anything. That's how we've grown our business. So door knocking, get in front of the homeowner. Again, we also did a podcast on door knocking. I'll put it on the show notes. Cold calling. Cold calling is another thing that people hate. It works. It's the same thing. It's a numbers game. You're going to get a lot of dead numbers, a lot of bad numbers, but it's a numbers game. You got to cold call. You got to try to get in front of the homeowner. Cold calling service that we use is called TLO. It's a little tough to get access to. They're very, you know, picky with how they provide it. But it works very well. A TLO. And then another one that I've heard people use that provides you with a decent accuracy on phone numbers is called American Tracers. So those two, I'll put it on the show notes as well for you guys to check out. But cold calling is great because, again, it's the same as door knocking. You're trying to get in front of the person that owns the house. And if you're talking to the person that owns the house, you can negotiate. You can actually work something out. Now, the great thing about cold calling is that they're not going to know who you are off the bat every time. So if you call them once and you completely blew it, wait a month. and call back again and act like you never called and act like you're somebody else, right? Maybe if you have to change your voice a little bit or have a friend call. But once you know that you made a call and you reach that homeowner that owns that house, you want to save that number because now you have their address, you have their name, and you have their phone number, and you know the house is distressed, right? So, I mean, you have a lot of perks. You have a lot of advantage here. So definitely use that, cold calling. Then another one to add to that is texting. There are so many people that will not answer a phone, but they will return a text message. Because in a text message, psychologically, it's something that they can take their time. They can analyze what you're saying. They can analyze their response to what you're saying. So it's more comfortable for them to text you back than it is to pick up the phone. It's so much more comfortable that I have negotiated purchases of houses through text messages without ever speaking to the person on the phone or face to face until like we're doing the contracts. I mean, that blows my mind because it's like you're selling a house. You're not selling a couch. You understand? Like this is a house you're selling. And we've negotiated the whole terms, everything through text messages. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I'm not here to judge it. It works. So that's another way. And the final way that we recommend is social media. Social media requires a lot more work and it will require money. So social media, you can look them up by their name and their location, and maybe on the off chance you find them, you're going to probably, you know, in San Antonio, if you get like Jose Garcia, you know, there's going to be a lot of them, right? There's going to be a shit ton of Jose Garcias in San Antonio. You can do one of two things. You can go one by one, each Jose Garcia, hey, do you live at this property? Hey, do you live at this property? Until somebody responds yes, right? Or you can actually do social media marketing. So on Facebook, what's really good is that you can actually target an area of your city. You can target like zip codes, and you can target property owners in those zip codes, and you can target even the amount of equity those properties have that are going to see your ads. So you're creating an ad and you're targeting all these points. So you want to target somebody that lives in this particular zip code, that's a homeowner that has, I don't know, 20% in equity and shit. I don't know. You have so many other areas, but let's say you just do that, right? And then you got to create a really attractive ad. Maybe it's a video. Maybe it's a really cool image. The copy is very important. That means the text that you put on the body is very important. And then you just let that ad run. And eventually, if you catch their attention, they will reach out to you. Now, social media marketing, I think last thing I read, the stats are that somebody needs to look at your ad 16 times before they decide to do something with it. So, and it's a trial and error with social media. That's why you need money. It's trial and error. You got to find different types. Like, are you doing the social media for engagement? Are you doing it for lead gen? Are you doing it? What is it? What are you doing it for? Because then Facebook charges you differently. And it targets people differently. So all those things are going to cost you money as well. So keep that in mind. It's another strategy. Now, these are all the strategies that we recommend. So to go over them again, door knocking, scrub the list, direct mail. First, you start off obviously with driving for dollars, cold calling, texting, and social media. If you can combine all of these together and do them consistently, you will generate deals because you will. I mean, just on the door knocking and cold calling alone, you're going to generate deals. But here's the problem. A lot of you are saying, yeah, cool, but direct mail, cold calling because it's a service, texting, social media, all of these cost money. What do? Partner with somebody. At Prime, if you're willing to put in that legwork, because we can't, because we're flipping houses, building houses, we're doing what we do best. We don't have the time for marketing. But if you come to us and you say, hey, I'm willing to put in the time for marketing, We'll fund it. We'll pay for all of that. You understand? Because we know that it takes money to do that. But it also takes time, which we don't have access to. In the same way that we'll do it, there's a shit ton of investors in our position that will do it as well. You go to somebody that's doing really good, that is doing deals, and you go and you tell them, hey, if I'm willing to do all this, would you fund it? You know what I mean? And we split the profits, whatever the negotiation may be at the time. Maybe you want more knowledge than money, whatever it may be. But bring it to somebody, and I swear you will get somebody that's going to fund the whole thing. Why do I promise that? Because that's exactly how I started. When I started, I told people, I was like, if you pay for marketing, I will do everything. I will go to the appointments, take the pictures, negotiate it, get the contracts, go to the properties, door knock. I'll do everything. But you need to pay for the marketing because I didn't have the money at the time. And that's exactly what they did. They paid for marketing and I did what we later called lead management. And we built Prime Homes off of lead management where people would pay for marketing and we would manage the leads as they came in. You understand? We answered the phone calls. We went to the appointments. We did everything. And we did all that for knowledge and a percentage of the deal. So there's no excuse for struggling. The only excuse you're ever going to have because of why you're struggling in real estate is the simple excuse of you're lazy. You don't want a door knock. You don't want a cold call. You want to do everything that's easy. Maybe to you, it's like, oh shit, direct mail and texting. That sounds great to me. But that's just two. You understand? That's two out of the, what, six that I gave you? So for that person that's willing to do all six, they're going to crush it and they're going to whoop your ass every day of the week. So if you really want to be successful, you have to put in the work. This is not a passive business. This is not an easy business, but it is a business and you got to treat it as one. That means that you got to do different forms of marketing, bring different areas of revenue. So this is one of the best ways that we've been able to put together. And it's kind of just a recipe of combining everything and every type of marketing out there that has shown promise and can actually deliver. Now, you can do this either by doing the direct driving for dollars, or you can buy a list and do the same strategy. Buy a list, scrub it, direct mail it, door knock it, call it, text it, social media, that neighborhood. Right? You can do it with any list that you buy. I just recommend driving for dollars because it's less competitive, less people are doing it. So that's it for now. I mean, I hope you guys found this valuable. If you have any questions about this or anything that you want to discuss, any further strategies, anything that you feel may help the listeners, feel free to reach out and give me your feedback. Let me know if this is working for you. If there's something that you're not understanding or something, just feel free to reach out. So I hope you guys are enjoying this and I'll catch you guys on the next one.